welcome back to Tip TV Finance with my co-host Matt Brown and with our guest Gaurav Sharma, who is from the International Business Times. You are the business editor, I believe. You're not the editor, though. Just the business editor.
No, I'm not, indeed. You often do tend to promote me, but, you know.
I'm doing my best for you,
man. I know you're a lovely man,
in the end, it's going to come true.
Thank you, sir.
We may be like 30 or 40 years older than we are now, but in the end, it will happen. Right, the oil market. What is going on there? We seem to be holding the highs, which is impressive.
Well, you see, we tend to be holding the highs because OPEC is bending over backwards and saying, we're cutting, guys. Please believe us. Look at us, we're cutting. You can't always rely on us, but this time around, we're really cutting. That's what's going on at the moment. And the few non-OPEC players, but they're doing a bit of jiggery-pokery, especially the Russians. And the Mexicans.
That's a surprise.
And the Azerbaijanis. And Oman. Well, they're all doing a bit. It's all to do with inventory rebalancing. The Russians have sucked out too much. So have the Mexicans. Although their production is still at historic lows. But still they have. And the Omanis, the little that they have maximized that resource and put it up in storage. They're actually building a whole new port around the premise of oil storage to compete with Fujairah in the United Arab Emirates, but not to sidetrack. So what these guys basically decided is they've said, all right, well, we'll cut. Now, is it a real terms cut or is it just pure good old-fashioned inventory rebalance? In the case of the Saudis, I reckon it will be. Otherwise, the whole thing will fall apart. Mm-hmm. So the Saudis will introduce a real terms cut. The Iraqis will fiddle with their barrels a little bit. And the Iranians, well, they'll hold fire. And that's what keeping the oil price sort of in the 50s. Had that not been the case, if you recollect last week, we had the rig data out from the United States, which said that U.S. production is showing all the signs of perking up. Mm-hmm. And it will not return to 2014 levels. I do not believe that for a second. Because the froth, all this, all what's happened in the past 12 to 18 months has taken the froth out of the U.S. market as well. So the fringe players, they've been knocked out cold. But the players with the viable shale plays, they can turn things around pretty quickly. And the anecdotal evidence that I have from Houston, Texas, is that quite a few guys have already hedged for the next 18 months.
Right. Are you sure that inventory rebalance is not just a euphemism for we're producing more, but we don't want you to know about it?
So you could say that. Who audits them? Now, OPEC's...
Who's brave enough to order them?
Well, tell you what. The price aggregators will cash them out. We'll have to wait probably until February or March, but the likes of Argus and Platts, they look at the cargo dispatches. Now, that's not a perfect science, but you can get some sort of an idea. And if there's a bit of cheating going on, then we'll find out. That's my theory. As far as the U.S. inventories go, they're pretty well documented, allegedly on paper. And the one chart that I had, I keep being asked, not just by Tip TV's viewers, but also people elsewhere, saying, well, is the only way up. Now, if you look at it, well, we started at $37. The first trading day, the first full trading day of the New Year, 4th of Jan, was $37.28. We then fell. And then we ended sort of around about, if you see where OPEC and this non-OPEC, this new term that has come around, came together and cut, we saw the price going at about $56.82. It's too early to form an opinion this year on a macro basis, but the price, it has already fallen. It's now somewhere around $55. And West Texas somewhere around 52. So I say, well, will the oil price go to 60? And I think we deliberated this on the other side of Christmas. Yes, there is every chance that it'll go there. But there is limited upside beyond that. Mm-hmm. Because the moment it touches that, and I've already said the shale guys have already hedged, they will keep themselves in the game. They do not care about the global market. Mm-hmm. But if the U.S. market production perks up, then it hurts those dispatching oil to the United States.
And what about the dollar? You know, the weaker dollar or potentially weaker dollar or economic growth, how would that affect the oil price from these levels?
Look, you rewind the clock back to the financial crisis and we had oil go up to about, before the whole explosion happened, with Lehman Brothers and everything, we had the oil price going up to about $140. Mm-hmm. And that was because a dollar was exchanging the sterling against $2.07, if my memory serves me well. Right now, we're below 120. You look at the euro, I'm sure you have other guests here who are probably predicting a euro-dollar parity. So we are likely to see a reasonably strong dollar. Trump, if you take right-wing politics and America having to grapple with Trump's tweets, we have a fair bit of problems in Europe as well. There's Bebe Grillo, there's Le Pen, there's Geert Wilders.
They are problems, they're solutions.
If you put it that way, well, Belsa, then you might well be right. But I would say the dollar has a bearing. But in this case, I think it's good old-fashioned supply and demand economics come into play. And the macro guys are looking at it. The technical guys are looking at it. And they just don't see where is that particular spark going to come from that'll perk up the oil price.
I mean, would you say it hinges on the Saudis cutting if they really stick to the OPEC agreement and really reduce production?
Yes, yes.
Is that the key? Would that really drive it up beyond $60?
See, if the Saudis were, as we were discussing, the Saudis were purely fiddling with their inventories, then this would have all unraveled already. It's just that the Saudis have been very clear. They've written to their Indian clients, they've written to their Chinese clients saying, well, you can count on us for this many barrels, but no further. So this is a giving way. That's not to say that the Indians and Chinese will not source that oil from elsewhere. But it's just simply them saying, well, you know what, we're about to, but we know each other for decades, and for the moment, we want our market share to be reduced. This situation will last up until May. Now, where we are in the summer, that'll be the tricky bit. Now, if the Saudis think it's kind of working and others are not playing their part, well, then they'll go back to what they've done for the last 12 to 18 months, and then we'll be back here. That's one reason. Another reason is demand's good, but it's not quite like fiscal year 2013, 2014. So you look at the demand side, you look at the supply side, probably see some sort of balance in the market by the third quarter of 2017. It has come a lot quicker. I didn't expect the market to rebalance. Had this not happened, it would not. But say it balances around the third quarter of 2017, what after that? If the shale guys keep raking it in, others around the table would feel, well, maybe we should have play our part too and add some more barrels.
Well, unless we're out of time, Gaurav Sharma, business editor at the IB Times and oil guru. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.